Okay, so for me, this is
part our candy that fell off.
Two.
Let's see if I can find a spot that has nothing on it. You've done a really good job here.
Thank you.
Not my favorite version, but...
Yeah, not either.
She's very slidey.
Sometimes when it's too strong and slidey, you know, with an artist,
yep,
it just comes out unnatural. And I think that's what you and I don't like. Okay, I'll get you a couple more.
Too much of any sort of one thing strong. I think we're like that in a lot of aspects of our lives.
Yeah.
I listen to music, I don't like too much ear extreme. I don't like too much bass, I don't like too much treble. Now I realize that that's subjective.
Okay, so there's two ornaments. One from our church from the year. And here's another candy one.
I don't know what year that was we got that. 2003 or 4, I think.
Something like that. I really can't remember.
That's Jesus is the reason for the season.
That's right.
What was her name? Kara? Carrie or something? Not Carrie, not that we know of now, but not Carrie Taylor, but...
No.
Kara Dawn, I think it was, or something. No,
I can't remember.
She used to get really upset about that. Kind of her thing, I guess, like Pam, she didn't necessarily fall to the belief that that Jesus' birth was on the 25th, per se. So.
And yeah, I can respect
that. I'll put
that
right here. It's heavy, so it's going to need a branch that has an upward tilt to it.
Yeah. I can respect that, totally.
But I just wanted to get it to face the right way.
But that's why...
Is that okay like that?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, look at that.
And I've got it down close to your bowl. This other one.
Whoops.
I can respect that. But that's why I want to start saying, you know, and it's going to sound weird to those of you on audiobook, is Merry Christmas all year round. And I know that's...
A friend of ours who used to do that.
Yep.
He's still around. He probably still does do that, actually. Yep. I shouldn't say used to, because last I checked, he was alive and well.
Yep. Here, honey bunch.
There we go.
There's our angel.
Oh, yes. Our famous tree topper.
Yep.
Or infamous. Remember the one year we managed to knock that off?
Yes. And then I will give you a couple more...
Trees always mean so much more when we get into the fun of decorating it. And the Christmas music has to be going. I don't care. Star Trek just doesn't do it.
No. No.
Oh, it's there's nice. Area. It's respectable, but it's not tree trimming music.
Exactly. There's an area that's practically, by the way, there. Ta-da! Ta-da-da!
Right on top.
There's two ornaments for you. Welcome.
Oh, that's a nice one there. These are, I think, a resin compound.
I think so.
Okay, so I think that, yes, that's supposed to be that way. No, it isn't. Good thing I fixed that. It would have dropped.
Almost to the bottom, guys. Tiny... stuff.
I need some help with you as to how to hang this thing. Or are you supposed to use this metal loopy thing?
Metal loopy thing.
Okay. I'll figure something out. You're still recording? You got a second one going?
Yep.
Okay, so for part two, everybody's going to have to... You might go ahead and generate a playlist, and I can mention it sometime if you want.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a handful of ornaments. When you're ready. Oh, some of these tiny ones are the hardest.
They can because they have such short little strings to it. As it is, I've got a couple of them. Yes, there is. There's a candy out there. Now, where am I going to put this out? Ooh, okay.
I hope so. It's in an area that I can't reach, though. It's beside where your mug is.
I'll go in and dig for that later.
Yeah. That little bell thing, and I think that was from a Lindor bunny one year.
There we go. I know I'm boring some front space there.
That's okay. There's some, here. Almost up there, but yet. Wow. Looks like we're going to be, in some ways, going to pop. I had thought about getting another mountain in the next, but I'm glad that we're not now. To get some very bottom stuff.
Where does an icicle fit, on the bottom or more the top?
Doesn't matter.
Let's see if we can put them back here.
This is...
Hey, that looks pretty good.
God, I have to... I'm going to put this here. There's certainly, like, one thing with this tree, and I kind of like it, is that there are some branches that have, you know, three ways to put. Now, have we got an empty branch with an upward tilt?
Just go and check that out.
There's three timbits stuck together like a snowman.
Oh, is that ever neat? Yes, and that definitely needs a heavy branch for it, because that thing's heavy.
Yes.
This one looks a little stronger than that one, so I'll go look here. Slightly to the left of me there, I can think of that. Tib stuff is kind of stuck close together, but hey, that kind of looks like a little sag on the tree.
Yes.
Timbits are next to the coffee pot.
There you go. We're done, folks. We're absolutely done. Shut this.
Is the tree all full?
It's full. It's really full this year.
Good. There's nothing like a full tree.
Exactly.
Hardly seem to take anything.
Oh, now, yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do lights on this year.
No, all lights would have had to have gone on. I, to be honest, I like our tree without lights. You know that?
Do you?
Yes.
Well, it looks pretty good the way it is, I suspect. And I like having the lights are, I mean, they're all the same shape, whereas this is a variable shape. Anytime you run across it, you're going to touch something different.
And it's something that we don't have to worry about. And it gives an old-fashioned feel.
It does. I mean, I know in the old days they put candles on it.
That's the real old days,
yeah,
honey.
I'm telling you, I don't know how they did that without a fire. Now, as such, I could probably, once I get cleaned up a little more back here, pull this slightly towards me.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to while we were decorating it.
Exactly. Well, we'll leave it at that. That was Christmas Tree Trimming 2014.
Uh-huh.
May your journeys be safe this Christmas season and from evermore. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.
Bye.